Hello.
Oh, hi, Aaron. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good.
I got your text that you were going to come in, but I had your account open, so I thought I'd reach out to you.
Was that account linked to a debit card?
I don't know, but it's a Visa ending in 8635, and it says the account was closed.
All right, so that card had to be, there was fraud. And the I'll give you the new card, but we're also going to discontinue the service. So is this for 1 month, 2 months, or what?
That's the good thing. You're only past due for the 179 that was due on August 17th. So if you want to cancel, I could collect that one payment and then cancel it right after, and you won't have any further charges.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to do that.
Okay.
We're just not getting the amount of we're not getting – we got one legitimate lead or person. We got one job. Anyway, let me get to the
– Oh, wow. Okay.
Let me get you the number so that you can charge me. And then you say it's going to discontinue.
Yep, you'll get an email in a couple of minutes that it's canceled. If you want to keep it open till September 17th, you can do it, but you'd have to call us a couple of days ahead of time to process the cancel. So I can either cancel it now, or you can kind of take advantage of the rest of the month that you're paying for. You know what I mean?
We'll cancel it now. We still own our domain. I don't want to have that tied up.
So if you want to take that domain and build a new site on it, you can if you own it. Or you can
keep
the site. Oh, yes. You already did that?
No. We do own the domain. We've had it for 40 years or so.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Yeah, so you could do that and build a new site if you like, or you could keep the site and the content that we built, and that's just $49 monthly for the hosting of the site.
What about the site that we used to have before you changed anything? Do you still have that you could send back to us?
Not sure. I can ask the web development department if they have access to it, but I'm not sure if they do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, I'll ask them. If they have it, I'll ask them to revert it back. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But if not, then you would just have to build a new site or just contact us if you want to continue with the hosting.
Okay.
Okay. So for the new card number, is it still the same billing address on 557 County Road 1000 East, or did that change
yes.
as well?
No, that stayed the same.
Perfect. Okay. So then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4312.
Okay.
3111.
Got it.
1772.
Okay.
9778.
Okay. Expiration?
830.
8 of 30. And the code?
103.
Okay, so let me get your authorization, and then I can process the cancellation, and you will be good to go.
Okay.
Great, I got the green light, so you're all set there. Now, one question, only because I'm on your dashboard, and this is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google. Let's see here, 956 times, and you had 256 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm curious, since you said you only got one job out of it or one valid client, do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I'm thinking you're getting a lot of solid work out of this, and perhaps you're just not aware because there's so much activity that's going on your Google page. So, you know, if you keep the account open and you start asking people, hey, how did you hear about us? You're going to hear all day long, I found you on Google. I looked you up on the internet. I found you online. And all of that is as a result of this program. So, you know, I highly recommend that, you know, you keep it open and maybe take some time and go on your dashboard and you can see the results in real time. Have you downloaded the Local Splash app yet? Because that's integrated with the dashboard.
I haven't.
Okay. Yeah, there's an app. You can search for it in the Android or in the iPhone apps, and it's just called Local Splash. And then you would log into it one time with your Local Splash credentials, which I can email you. And then every time, you know, you get, you know, people looking at your site or clicking to call you, you'll be able to track those numbers in the dashboard.
We're looking it up right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're going onto the dashboard right now?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yep. One question I'm looking at here, if you click on where it says Google Insights, where it says 256 Google Profile Actions, when I click on that button, it shows me that you're getting a lot of clicks for driving directions, but typically people that are contractors are home-based businesses, so they have their address hidden. So if you'd like, we can hide the address and we could, you know, you would just show up as Boer Construction Company, and I hope I say that right, in Tolano, Illinois, but the actual street address would be blocked out if you wanted to.
Well, if we discontinue it, then it wouldn't matter at this point.
So, I'm looking at the Google Business page, and it's already hidden. That's good. So one thing that I wanted to mention now that I'm looking at the Google Business page, you have 4 reviews, but only a 3.5-star rating. Somebody left you a 1-star rating 2 weeks ago. So what we could do to kind of combat that is to send you a review generator email and help you get some more 5-star ratings up there. And the idea behind that is to push the relevancy down of that one person that wrote the 1-star rating, and pretty soon it's irrelevant because nobody can see it anymore because there's going to be, you know, more 5 stars popping up first.
Well,
are you aware of that? The person's name was Milosh. Yeah, okay.
It was just weird. We didn't do any work for him. He had a two-month baby. He had a two-month baby in the house, and I didn't really want to do the work, and I told him how to do it himself, and he got pissed.
Wow. Most people would be happy because then they save money if they do it themselves, you know?
Yep. So we're going to write a letter, and let him know what he said was incorrect.
You
anyway,
can respond to the review through the dashboard, just to let you know, and it would publish on your Google listing. So you could say exactly what you just told me and write it. Just say, I don't know why this person gave us a 1-star review. I didn't even do any work for him. I helped him and told him how to do it himself, you know, and then he got mad and gave me a bad rating. So you could absolutely respond to it. On the dashboard, when you click on that review, there's a little form that you fill out and it says respond.
It's all about the time. It's hard to find time to get the work done, let alone having to deal with a complaint like that.
Totally. Yep. You could also, kind of tell me what happened, and I could maybe go in there and hit a response for you just so you don't have to do it, because I have the form open right now, you know?
I think we're going to think about what to say and respond back.
Good idea. That's a good idea. Okay. So one question is, have you heard of Google Guaranteed by chance?
No.
Okay, most people haven't. It's a brand new program that Google released about May of last year. It's not available in all areas and industries, but I looked it up while I was talking to you, and it is available in your industry. So what it is it's an exclusive pay-per-lead program, and in order to participate, you'd have to pass a background check. So I assume that you're licensed and insured and all that good stuff, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. So as long as you don't have any felonies and you have a valid, you know, driver's license or social security or EIN number for the business, you would pass that background check with flying colors. That process takes about 4 to 8 weeks to get approved. Now, because it's a newer program, we're knocking them out closer to the 4-week mark. And all we would charge for you to participate would be the one-time application fee of $250. Now, once you're approved, Google will put that blue check mark next to your name, and you will show as an exclusive Google guaranteed company, and it adds a whole bunch of credibility to your name, because what that means is that Google will now insure your work up to $2,000 per client. So in the event that you get a disgruntled client that you've done a ton of work for and all of a sudden they want their money back, Google would get involved and refund them up to $2,000 of what they paid you. And
what's the charge per lead?
So once you're approved, the charge per lead is only $32 each, and that is the average. So you might get a smaller job and they, you know, might run like $28, or it might be a bigger job and it runs you $35, but the average is $32. And they would call you and say, okay, we, you know, congratulations, you passed the background check. We want to activate the budget for the leads, which equals 13 leads within the month, or $418. Now, that would turn the leads on that same day. There'd be no more waiting period. And
now, if I only want one lead, am I paying the full $400?
Yes. Initially, that 418 works like an escrow account, so you don't have to take on 13 leads within the month. If you want to take on one lead, or if you want to take on 20 leads, whatever the case is, the next month, you just pay for the leads that you took to kind of replenish that bucket. So let's say you took on one lead, then the next month, your lead budget would only be $32 because you only have to pay for the one lead that you took. And
we'll look into that, but right now,
yeah.
Right now it's time to head out of the office and get to work. So that does sound good, about like Angie's, which we've been a member with them for 20 years or so.
How it differs from Angie's, just so you know, and I'll just tell you this real quick and then I'll send you some information on it, is that Angie's will sell the lead to you and to everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. And oftentimes Angie's...
It used to be they would only sell it to 3 local contractors.
Yeah, so. They don't hold true to that, because I've talked to so many business owners that use them, and they're telling us that they're running all over town bidding on all this work, and they keep getting undercut by other guys because people are telling them they've been contacted 6 or 7 times already. But also the problem with them is they're telling us that, you know, they got a lead from 150 miles away or in a bogus industry, and they just got charged for it. So that's the two differences, is if you take a lead through Google Guaranteed, it's an exclusive lead that would only come to you, so you have a higher chance of converting it. And secondly, our department monitors it, and you're only paying for the lead if it's a valid lead. So in the event that you get, you know, someone calling and say, you know, hey, are you hiring? You're not going to get charged for that, because that's not a lead, right? Or if they say, hey, can you do a bathroom remodel? I'm in Las Vegas. You're not going to get charged for that, because that's not your service area. So you're
right,
only going to get charged. Yep. And then in the meantime... Okay, I'll send it to you, and then in the meantime, do you want me to keep this account open, or you want me to cancel it now? I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Go ahead and cancel it, and the Google thing, Is that ran through you or is that ran through Google?
Yes, we would actually manage the Google Guaranteed for you. So you would run it through us. So if you want to look into that more or even maybe sign up for it down the road, my direct line is the same one, you know, extension 777 that you saw on those notifications about the payment. And it's also going to be on the bottom of the email that I'm sending you. So you could always call me and we would just do the $250 initially to get you Google Guaranteed approved.
No, I would say that's a possibility, but send me something in an email that goes over everything that you've discussed.
Yep. I just did that. I sent you that. Yep.
I'll get back to you on the Google thing. I could be interested.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to love it. People are telling us it's the highest revenue generating program online compared to anything they've tried before, even the Google Map listing. So I know that you'll love it. So if you have any questions on that email, just feel free to call me, okay?
Okay.
All right. And in the meantime, have a great rest of your week.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Aaron. Okay. Bye-bye.